and weird fishes picked over by the worms and weird fishes.
Hello. Alrighty then. Good morning. This is Chloe Nemes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just woke up, thought I had a show, did not have a show, came in anyway, and luckily the studio is open, so now I get to speak for an hour. So, this is my station. It's called Transformation Station. We play transformative songs, have like transformative conversations, whatever that means, even though I think any conversation you can have can be transformative. My friend Michelle normally joins me, but she's not here, so I guess I can have a conversation with myself. I don't know how productive that would be, though. So I think while I think of a topic to talk about, I'm going to play a song that I've been listening to a lot. It's called Egg by DJ O, the guy, Steve from Stranger Things. He's actually really lit. And this song is super good. Something about it, like this whole, it's like his new album. I think it's called The Crux from 2025. And I guess it's not that new. I guess we're in a new year. Happy 2026. This song Egg is just really nice because, you know, I don't even know why. Why would I even talk about it when you can just listen to it? So I'm just gonna play it as soon as I figure this out. Okay, here we go.
I was downtown late last night. I was walking around last night. Past the man we locked eyes, it hit hard, it goes time. Stranger once in your life. He whispered with a shining eyes, he wanted to be me. bathroom window, etched out the steam.
What about him though?
And when I took a step out of me to yours, a stranger, the muscle suit pumps, it feels like second nature. Original man, clearing present danger. Don't you wish you could be somebody else? Somebody else.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that song. It gets pretty intense, develops a lot, really my kind of song. I was just in the radio station dancing and I was having a lovely time. I hope you didn't hear, like, there was a little notification during that song, but hope you didn't hear it. Okay, during that time, I was not really thinking about what to talk about. Maybe I will talk about the fact that we're always thinking about what to talk about. Like, I feel like it's hard for us to just be, you know, to just, like, talk about whatever we want to talk about in the very moment that we're talking. I think a lot of us, and I'm not saying this is, like, a bad thing. I guess there's a negative connotation going on here. Maybe there is, actually, but whatever. I think we plan out a lot of things, and that makes sense, you know, we want to be stable, we want to have security, it makes sense. I think we plan out to the, not to the extreme, but more than we have to, I think. Like, for example, like, at school, I feel like I plan out a lot, and I'm trying to learn how to just, like, relax and go with the flow, and just, even now, like, to just, like, be in what I'm saying as opposed to, like, planning the very next thing. Like, I think we're very focused on the next thing, even though it's ironic, because it's, like, the only thing that really exists is now. So we're always thinking about the next thing, and then where are we going? Oh, you know what? I just got inspiration for the next song. I think we should listen to, drumroll please, Road to, wait, I didn't do a drumroll. I'm actually a drummer. Fun fact. And oh my gosh, I experience this so much when I'm drumming. I feel like I'm drumming and then I'm like, oh, what am I going to do next? Oh, what I'm doing right now is awful. Oh, I have to keep changing and changing. Anyway, maybe I'm just projecting and maybe no one else has these thoughts, but who knows? Who knows? Okay, so Talking Heads. What's his name? The lead guy, David Byrne, I think. Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. This band is awesome. I love them. So I'm going to play Road to Nowhere. I think it's super fitting.
What we want, and the future is
Hi. That was fire. I was on my feet dancing again. I love dancing. My music teacher was just talking about how people of this generation or whatever, people nowadays are dancing a lot less. And I don't know. Is that true? I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't think that's true. I dance a lot. I know people that dance. But then I think about every concert I go to and I'm like, wow, yeah, no. People are kind of just standing there. But I'm not sure if that's like a thing that's been happening or if recently people are just... I think now people are much more scared of being perceived. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I could talk about anything forever. But that song was Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads. I love that song. My friend Kyla sent that to me in high school. I was just thinking about her and thinking about high school and thinking about what a crazy time high school is. And then I was thinking about what a crazy time college is. I'm in my last semester of college, and next year, or even this year, May, I have no idea what I'm going to do. But I really like that. I like having no idea what's going to happen. Because think about how exciting life is then. You're just like here for the now. You're just like, okay, I'm just going to live this moment as I want to, and then we'll just see what happens. So that's the vibe. I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning. I don't even know what day it is. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Happy Wednesday. February 4th. Nice. This year is kind of flying by already. I don't know how it's happening. Oh. Okay. Let's see. What song? Well, I see the word wild on the wall, so I'm low-key thinking maybe a song with the word wild. How about like, doesn't Wise Blood have a song that has the word wild in it? Let's see. I don't know if you guys know Wise Blood. I love her. Wild Time. Okay, you know what? I don't even remember this song, but it's getting played now.
Feeling that's moving, run.
Hello. Wow, I don't remember the last time I listened to that song in full. That was a very special song. It's called Wild Time by Wise Blood. And as I was listening to the lyrics, I would say a lot popped in my head. One, as I was listening to the song, I was looking at the clock. And every second that went by, I was like, wow, that's how time works. That's kind of crazy. Okay, my second thought was that the lyrics, they really just went with what I'm saying. Like, we really live in a wild time right now. And I like the lyric. It was like, we don't even know how we got so far from the truth, but we did. And I don't even know if I agree with that, because I don't think as humans we're actually far from the truth. And when I say truth in my head, this is just in my heart, it's love. So I don't think we've gotten far from love, because it's always there. I just think we've gotten very caught up in our egos, I guess. I don't know. Something. But I don't think we're actually far from it. I think it's actually right here, always, right now. So, you know, I don't know. I'm a songwriter. I might write a song about that, because I really do believe that. And I think that if we... I just lost my train of thought, because I just saw a writing on the wall that said, I'm so ashamed of myself, think I need therapy. Wow. See, okay, this is another thing. In our society, I feel like there's just so much shame in being ourselves. And again, maybe I'm just projecting, because I definitely feel that shame. Because I think in my heart, I'm a very, like, wild, free person. And so when I'm not that way, I get, like, really, like, whoa, what's happening? So in my head, there's a lot of shame. But I see it. It's everywhere. Because I think inside we're all just these, like, tender hearts, or like these little kids that really just want love and want to have fun and be happy. Like, I really think it's simple. We just really complicate things a lot as human beings. And that's okay. Like, complicated things are fun too. I just think, yeah, it can seem like we're far from the truth because things get so muddled and complicated and we get so stuck in our heads. I've been meditating a lot. And for me, meditating is difficult because my brain works a million miles per hour. So meditating actually just means, oh, there's like one stream of thought and I can still feel like grounded and centered. And I don't know, what I'm realizing is meditation and all this stuff doesn't mean the same for everyone. So that's been good to realize. Like, some people, like my mom, for instance, so good at just sitting there or not. Yeah, and just thinking of nothing and just doing nothing and just being like a happy old gal. I feel very different. I feel like I have ADHD, whatever. I feel like my brain can be in five different places at once. So when I meditate, it's like, okay, maybe five places turns into like one or two places. So whatever. It's just nice to have a little grace. So I've been meditating a lot. I've been listening to some podcasts. This guy Ram Dass is pretty cool. He has a lot of good speeches. I think he's great. He's like a guru. Or he died. He died a couple years, or 20 years ago or something. He went to Tufts, though, which is pretty cool. I think his spirit is still here. Tufts is a great school. I love Tufts. I'm studying music and biopsychology, two very good things. The music program is really good. The professors are awesome. And I would say, like, the program is not so much... Well, it can be if you want it to be. It can be more music theory focused. There are a million music theory classes, but... I took the route of... more sound studies, because the major is called music, sound, and culture. And I took the route of like, okay, but what is music? And like, how do we perceive it? And because I got that psych degree too. So I'm thinking meta all the time. And I really like it. I think I've learned so much. The ethnomusicology is also really good. Learning a lot about like cultures and how cultures think of music differently. And it's actually funny. I don't even know how much I can actually speak on this topic. I've taken so many classes of it. This information that I learned doesn't... It feels very ingrained into my being. It feels less like an intellectual thing that I can just say. But it feels like I've learned a lot that I can just go through my life with now. And I think that that kind of knowledge is super underrated and needs to be implemented more, I think, in schools. So anyway, I've really liked my education here. And I don't even know why I'm talking about this now. But I love talking. Okay, let me think about what song to play next. I wish I could, like, ask somebody. But I can ask myself, and that's pretty lit. Alright, so I'm on my playlist, Your Top Songs 2025, because Spotify has that. I like Spotify. Spotify's pretty good. People hate on it a lot. I guess it's because it doesn't pay artists. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense. No, I don't want to play that song. Oh, there's so many good songs. There's literally infinite good music out there. And music is so awesome. Like, ever since I was little, I've been listening to music for literally, like, 5 hours a day. It's super hard for me to stop. All right, I'm gonna play this little cool song that I found. Here it goes. Okay, I'm back. And I forgot to log that song into the system. For some reason, this band, the South Hill Experiment, is not popping up. That's weird. Maybe no one has put in a song by them before. You know what? I'll be the first. Okay, so. Something popped in my head during that song that I want to talk about. Oh, yes! Okay, so. Presence. I feel like talking on this radio show, or just anytime you're in a setting where you kind of have to be like talking in front of people, it really forces a kind of presence. And I find myself in my life putting myself in like these kind of difficult situations. Not saying that this is difficult, but situations in which I would be uncomfortable in order to force myself to be present. And then I started thinking, okay, so I'm a drummer, right? So I perform, and that forces me to be present. I'm also like teaching a class, that's forcing me to be present. I just like putting myself in these situations, and I'm also scared of like performing and public speaking, or not that I'm scared of it, but I have this like, I don't know, anxiety about it. So that is why I put myself in these situations, and then it forces this kind of presence. And then I was thinking about Alex Honnold, and was that like a week ago? I don't really remember. He climbed this. In case you haven't heard, this guy Alex Honnold is this insane climber. He has this documentary Free Solo where he just like free solos all these mountains everywhere. I don't know the details. I did watch the documentary. I do forget. Meaning he doesn't use like ropes or anything. He kind of just goes. And first of all, insane. Second of all, then he chose to. Okay, actually, second of all, he has a family. He has a wife and he has a daughter, and I don't know. I can't even imagine that. And then, so anyway, he's climbing the skyscraper in Taiwan a week ago, and it's like this record. I don't know how tall this building is, but I think it's one of the tallest buildings in that area. And, you know, he's not using a rope, and people are just watching him everywhere. And the announcers, everyone, even me watching on TV, everyone watching TV, not everyone, but most people, anxious. Like, oh my God, he's going to fall, he's going to die, right? And as this guy, Alex Honnold, is climbing, he's not even, he's like, he's a complete chiller. Like, to the point where I'm like, wow, he kind of went past, like, this human instinct to put survival above, like, anything else. I think it's super cool. Like, he was climbing and he was just like, oh, this is fun. And everyone's like, Alex, are you okay? Like, what's going through your mind? And he's like, oh, it's so nice up here. Oh, it's a little windy. He was, like, listening to music or something, too, as he was climbing and whatever. He gets to the top and he's like, at the very top of the building. He said, oh, this is sick. I just found it funny. And I gotta say, like, at first I was watching it super anxious because I was like, wow, he could fall and then die and then everybody would see his death and it would be this crazy thing. But it's just interesting because from what I could tell, his thought process wasn't even like, oh, I could die. It was like, this is fun. This is cool. Let me push myself and let me not think of the worst. And I think that's the reason why he can do it, because he's not really thinking like, oh, I could die. He's just thinking, oh, this is fun. And I'm really just thinking how that's like such a shift in perspective in a lot of things that we do in life that we can also learn from. Like, I think we could turn a lot of things, scary things, into opportunities and enjoyment even, as opposed to like fear of messing up and fear of failure and even fear of dying. And I think this was an extreme example that really shows, you know, the power of the mind. And I was thinking, you know, as he's climbing this skyscraper, that is forced presence right there. Because it's not like he's going to think, oh, what am I going to eat for dinner? What do I have to talk about? What blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you're not thinking about the present moment, you're going to die. but that's also, I don't think, his thought process. But I'm just thinking, like, things that we do in our lives that force our ultimate presence. And then I'm just thinking, what if we were just present like that all the time? Because technically, it's not that your survival depends on it, but you're like, well-being in your spirit and your happiness and your just general feeling in your body and in your mind and in your soul are dependent on your presence and your ability to really hold your attention on the moment that you're in, I think. Or even, I don't even want to imply that there's a lot of effort and tryingness involved. But all I'm trying to say is that I wonder if we could apply that kind of presence in our daily lives. When I watched Alex Honnold last week, I was just so inspired. Like, I felt absolutely wired after watching it for some reason. And then I just felt, whoa, and then I like couldn't stop dancing. I don't know. I just feel so inspired by these people that live these lives. It's not like he doesn't have fear. It's just like living their lives not for the sake of avoiding, resisting fear, but for the sake of really just enjoying life. Like, what? Oh gosh, life is so awesome. We should just be enjoying life all the time. I'm enjoying this. I love talking. I don't know if anyone else watched Alex Honnold. I hope you did. All right, so now I'm thinking, okay, what song should I play? Because music is great. And I'm looking at my top songs of 2025. And I gotta say, most of them are kind of depressing. So you know what? I found a dancing song. I'm gonna do this. Then. What a lovely dance song that is. So, the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was a little PSA. Please check in on a friend today if you have a gut feeling to. I've been doing this thing where if I have a gut feeling, like I just get a thought about a friend or anyone or anything, I'm just like, you know what? I should probably act on it. And it usually works out. Like, I don't know, we have these gut feelings about how close people in our lives are doing, and I think it's cool if we act on it. So, anyway, if someone you know is going through something, reach out. What could be the worst thing that could happen if you reach out? They're like, oh, I'm fine, and you're like, great, I'm fine, and then it's like, yay! Or it'll be like, oh, I'm not fine. Oh, are you okay? And then you call, and then everything's better. So, anyway. Oh, you know what we should do right now? We should do a moment of breathing. I've been doing this thing, Van Hoff breathing. I don't know if anyone here has tried it before, but it has changed my life. Like, I've been doing it every day for, like, what, 4 days? Oh my gosh. It does this thing where it just does something to your body. You put all of your attention onto your body instead of, like, in your thoughts or anything, and you feel the blood flowing everywhere. It's a truly special experience, so I would try that if I was you, if I were you, if I was you, whatever. Grammar. I remember the SAT. I remember all that grammar stuff. Wow. That was low-key my favorite section. I liked the grammar section the best. I did not like the reading comprehension. It was super hard for me to focus. The math was awesome. I loved the math section. Because that's like, okay, you memorize a certain thing and then you can do it. Anyway, I just said we were going to do a breathing section, so let's do it. Ready? Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. So when breathing, I think it's helpful a couple things. One, to imagine when you're breathing in like this bright light and this kind of new, fresh energy. And then when you're breathing out stress, darkness, doubt, fear. You're breathing out the old self. You're breathing in the new. So let's breathe in like this bright energy. And then just breathe out anything that you've been holding in. I've realized recently how important breathing is. Like, yes, okay, breathing keeps you alive. Breathing is super important. And just realizing, like, as you're speaking, it's important to pay attention to your breath. Because I think when you don't, you get caught in something. And then when you're breathing again, you can speak from a place of groundedness, if that makes sense. So, breathing is awesome. And you should try Van Hoff breathing. Maybe I'll do... Oh, you know what song I'm going to do now? That song by Pink Floyd. Was it Breathe? Breathe in the Air. Yes. Okay.
Thank you. look around. Choose your own ground. How you live, how you fly. Smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. All you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit, run. Dig that hole, get the sun. When at last the work is done, down to down, it's time to dig another one. How you live and how you fly, but only if you ride the tide. Balanced on the biggest wave, race towards an early grave.
Wow, the next song just came on. That was really fast. The next song is called On the Run. What a great album that is. Wow. Wow. Pink Floyd. So good. Literally one of the best bands. Oh, it's another hippie band. All right, let's see. What should I play next? So it's 7:52. It ends in 8 minutes. Part of me is like, I would love to play my own song because I have a Spotify. Maybe I will. Wow. Is that so bad? Wow. I'm going to do it. This is a song I wrote like a year ago. Or not, yeah, like a year ago. It's kind of like a breakup song. The songs I would make now are definitely different. But you know what? Just listen and enjoy. I've been thinking a lot about the way that we once were. All I see is the good that you were. Some kind of cure in my mind plays these tricks. All I dream about is you. My thoughts consume me when I long to be true to my heart, to my soul. I hide away from the light tree to my mind where it's safe and sound. Oh, to see that we're done. Oh, I feel it in my skin. The pain is deep and it burns from within. Can I show how I feel? Can I to you? It's hard to let someone go from your mind. Only when you left could I see to your love. I was blind. Now I know how to love and leave you behind. But it's easier to hold on and not accept I'll never hold you again. It's easier to not focus on myself and just play pretend. Shabaroo. Don't mind the self promo. That was song Easier. So this has been Chloe Nemes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a beautiful day out there. Ugh, it's so nice to be alive. There's snow everywhere. I'm just gonna go leave this place, lie in the snow, look at the sky, eat my little yogurt bowl, go through my day. I hope you have a lovely day. And don't forget to breathe and love and enjoy. All right, I'm gonna play this very calming song now.
Between my teeth, a knife pronounced us man and wife forevermore. 'Cause once you found moving for the kill, I chase you up the hill and all through time. And now my once was fantasy, it's all I've ever known. In some demon host, I know you're not a ghost, just down the street.